All right, any questions?
So, how much do you keep tabs on contract stuff, or do you just enjoy that moment when, hey, this is what's been done?
You know, I mean, they keep me abreast, you know, but, you know, it's stuff that we keep internal and, you know, just know that we always try to keep our best players, and that stuff's ongoing and always a part of it.
Coach, we heard about Chuck Knoll passing mm-hmm. over the weekend. I know he was a big influence in your coaching career. Your thoughts on how important, what he meant in your life?
Well, you know, the guy's in the Hall of Fame, and you know, his accomplishments were outstanding. I know what he meant to the city of Pittsburgh, and I know what he meant to the Pittsburgh Steelers organization. And, you know, I know what he means to the Fox family as well. So that was my first opportunity in pro football, and can't think of a better guy to start your career with and have such a big influence. So he'll be missed by, you know, not just the Pittsburgh Steelers and the city of Pittsburgh, but the whole National Football League.
What was the biggest thing that you took from him that you've kind of put into your own coaching career, one way that maybe he influenced you?
Well, the guy was, you know, constantly trying to acquire knowledge. It didn't matter, you know, what realm it was. And, you know, he was a tremendous teacher. And, you know, he did, like I say, acquire knowledge all the time. And he'd coach anybody, so at any time. But, you know, just his even-keeledness, too. I think, you know, that first year in my league, we got whipped 50-something to whatever, twice in a row, and so and then fighting back and, you know, getting in the playoffs and actually losing to Denver out here in 1989. So you know, just probably, you know, his even keel approach and you know, his technique orientation and his teaching ability.
John, do you have a recollection of when you were going to go interview with him, a guy who had won 4 Super Bowls, you looking for your first NFL job?
Yeah, I've been 3 years as a defense coordinator with the University of Pittsburgh, and to be honest with you, at that time they weren't practicing in the same facility and all that stuff, and I had to get directions to Three Rivers Stadium, so I'd never really been over there, been out to Latrobe to watch their camp, but never been to their stadium. But, you know, it was a great time. I actually had 2 interviews with them, and, you know, just a tremendous experience.
Were you nervous?
Huh?
Were you nervous?
Yeah, I got to admit, I was nervous.
John, not to bring up people who've passed, but you spent some time in San Diego State. Tony Gwynn today passed away.
Yeah, I know. It's been a rough weekend. You know, Tony's young. You know, he was playing baseball there at the time I was playing football, and got to know Tony and came back years later with the Chargers. And, you know, he was still playing with the Padres. So I'm pretty close to him. Then I bumped into him on his Hall of Fame tour out in Arizona. And, you know, tremendous guy, tremendous family, and a big loss.
Our last time to talk to you during the off season. Where do you think this defense is at with the new additions you've made, that you've got to see him go all the way through a mini camp and the entire?
You know, again, we're in the process, and I liked our additions both in free agency as well as the draft. You know, the guys have worked tremendously hard, and, you know, I like their attitude at this point, and that will determine our altitude, and we'll just you know, finish off this week of OTAs and then send them on their way to get refreshing for the upcoming season. And we'll answer those questions as we move forward.
When it's this situation where they can't hit anybody, can barely touch anybody in OTAs, how much are you looking forward to, I guess, to camp where?
Well, they bump into each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, even though we're not in pads, I mean, there's you know, still a lot of technique teaching going on both sides, all 3 phases actually, and they bump into each other a little bit. So it's but they've worked that hard, and they've been able to manage that, and, you know, be easier on their teammates. But, you know, they've done everything as we've asked, and that's all you can ask.
Coach, give us a progress report on T.J. Ward. Your thoughts, is he more than you guys thought he would be? Is, you know, performing up to expectations?
You know, again, still out there in the underwear. You know, he's he brings an attitude. He's got a little edge about him, which we like. And, you know, he understands the game very well. He's easy to coach. And he's picked up our terminology, you know, in our defensive system pretty quickly. So he's got good football character that way as far as learning and adjusting. So we're very, very pleased with him at this point.
Talked to Ricky Manning Jr., and he said it means a lot that you've had some guys that have played for you come back. I know Reggie Howard, even Rod played under you. Is it good to see those guys again in sort of this new coaching role back out here?
Yeah, I think it's a tremendous thing the league does, and it gives guys an opportunity that, you know, that might look into being, you know, being a coach. And so, you know, there's guys that have been kind of in our culture and our program before and understand it, and they're able to, you know, relay that to players that, you know, because they sat in those seats, so they understand, you know, what a hard way it is to earn a living and the things it takes to succeed in this league. So, you know, I try to bring around as many guys like that as possible, whether it's, you know, to speak to the team or even interact with our team on a daily basis.
So at this point in your career, these next 5 weeks, do you kind of soak in the free time or do you just start chopping at the bit?
You know, it starts off as it's kind of a nice escape. You know, it's good quality time with your family that you don't get a lot of, you know, in this profession. So, but I'll admit that about 3 weeks into it, you're starting to get, you know, a little antsy. My wife and family understand that as well. So they like me the best the first 3 weeks. So we'll enjoy the first three weeks for sure.
They look forward to camp as well.
Yes, you're probably right.
Hey, John, I don't know if this was asked. Did you get a shirt yesterday? It was a shirt day, you said. You told us last week.
You know, actually, my my son had a surgery, so my wife's been pretty busy. And actually, I got a card. So I'm going to rename it to Card Day.
Card Day.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you,
Coach. All right. Thanks, Coach.